Ask Alex today. Rosa is, I think she's overreacting. Alex didn't think so at first, but now Alex has actually got the cops on speed dial, it sounds like, because she walked into her boss's office, saw his computer was open and had a couple of tabs. One of them said, how to get away with murder.
And then she accidentally saw it, and then he clicked out of it really fast.
But that could be anything. It could have been maybe he's trying to kill, like you think, or he could have been, like, looking at the TV show.
He wasn't only Googling that. It's that with the combination of he just got a CCP and go into the gun range all the time. He's just recently divorced, and his three kids want nothing to do with him because of the divorce. He's a super socially awkward, introverted oddball.
So that means he's going to kill everybody at work.
Well, those are the signs. If you think about Columbine and everything else, Katie wrote on Facebook, little extreme, I work for a prosecutor's office and have literally seen it all. When you think of everything as a whole, it's kind of odd, but not really. Can you imagine if everyone jumped to these conclusions? Let me tell you also, there's not enough to even make a case. Let him live. He's got a new hobby, it sounds like, and might be going through a tough time not having the life he used to live.
Hey, Blair, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about this case?
Yeah, the fact that he went and got his carry permit kind of tells me that he's not trying to kill someone, because when you go to get your permit, you submit to a background check and they fingerprint you. I'm pretty sure on the how to get away with murder, it's not going to say go to the police and give them your fingerprints.
Yeah, show them everything that you're doing so it's registered and they have proof of that.
That's a good point. Even though it's a gun, he's got all the documentation and the government knows about him.
Thank you so much, Blair, for calling in this morning. Let's go to Heather. Hey, Heather, what do you think about this?
I think this lady is crazy. It seems like when she first called in, she was going on and on about, oh my gosh, you guys don't even know what's going on at my work, and my boss is looking up all this stuff online, and she just keeps adding more and more to the story.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's reading way more into this than what it is, and I think she might be the one that might be trying to kill somebody.
What?
Just because of her just adding more and more to the story, because the more you guys talk, she just kept adding more, and you guys just don't know more, and there's more, and there's more, and there's more. I think she's reading way too much into this.
Erica wrote on Facebook, if she follows through with reporting him and he's literally just been Googling the TV show, then turning him in could possibly make his life worse. How would she feel
then
she got him
sure
fired?
Gonna shoot you.
She said, how would she feel she got him fired and he ended up becoming so depressed that he kills himself? I'm an introvert and I've battled suicide most of my life. Taking away his job when he's already lost his entire family could push him to do something like that, and she would blame herself.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning, Heather. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you think that he might be kind of in a bad spot.
Yeah, I do. I feel like his world just got turned upside down within a year or two. And when, you know, you've got kids and everything involved, I feel like he might be a little suicidal. And I would probably call like a 1-800 number that most companies have and just ask, you know, what are the steps she should do to help him?
Okay.
I am just honestly, like, I do care about this guy. I don't know if it sounds like I don't, but I am blown away that so many people are like, you probably should contact somebody. Like, something bad might happen. Of course, anything bad could happen, but
this is now, definitely interesting.
I'm afraid now to look at anything here at my work computer, to have you and producer MYK, like, over my shoulder, like, looking at me, like, are you going to go tell our boss now?
I mean, it depends on what it is.
What would you tell him for?
I mean, I don't know, anything criminal. Looking up how to build a meth lab or something, probably, yeah.
Oh, look at you judging over there. All right, if you've got something that you want to say about this, Ask Alex this week, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, you can do that. Also, our Radio Now Facebook page, 100.9, you can let us know if you think, hey, no big deal, or oh my God, this dude's a straight up killer.